Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. We've got an absolutely fantastic call lined up for you guys tonight. In my opinion, we got one of the most incredible, dynamic speakers and trainers in all of Legal Shield. He's going to be sharing with us tonight. Somebody who's truly an inspiration to myself and really meant a lot to my personal business. But before we get started tonight, we'd like to announce a special contest that is going to be run through the month of December, exclusively for the More Success Team. So anybody on the team can win it, and anybody and everybody we hope that participates in it. There's going to be two different categories. The first category is going to be on the team building side, and it's going to be strictly for recruiting, and the other category is going to be strictly for production. And the two grand prizes that we'll be giving away are two brand new iPads. So the iPad 2s. So the top recruiter, the person who wins the contest on the recruiting side will get a brand new iPad 2. On the production side, will be a brand new iPad 2. How you qualify to get tickets for the contest is on the recruiting side. As soon as you recruit or place three brand new team members, three new associates, you get a ticket. And for each additional associate after that, you get a ticket for the iPad 2 drawing. So at the end of the month, we'll run the reports, and then we'll have a drawing. And on January 9th, we will announce the winner of the contest for the month of December. So after you get a ticket in the drawing for the iPad 2, you must recruit three brand new associates. And each additional associate after the third one, you get another ticket. So you can accumulate as many tickets as possible. And, of course, the most the more tickets you have, the better chance you have to win that iPad 2. On the production side, similar criteria. But to make it a level playing field for everyone, Dad, Papa, and I thought what we would do is you have to have a minimum of five personal sales. As soon as you have five personal sales, you get a ticket. Every fifth sale after that, you get a ticket. So if you had 25 sales this month of December, you would have five tickets in the drawing for the chance for the iPad 2. Again, two different ways to win. You can win both of them if you participate in both categories, but I think that's something out there just to be a late Christmas present from the More Success Team for you guys, and we'll tap that up in an email, get that blasted to you guys with all the specifics on it. But two ways to win: the recruiting side, three recruits and you get a ticket; the production side, five memberships and you get a ticket. Every single recruit after your third one, you get a ticket, and every fifth membership sale, you get a ticket for the iPad 2 drawings. I want to thank Dad and Pawpaw for coming up with this contest. They're buying them, they're giving them to us. So let's take advantage of it, guys, and really shoot and strive to make this contest really worth it. So with that, I'm really excited to be able to go out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Millionaire Club member, six-figure income earner, Platinum Executive Director, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy, and I'm really excited about the contest for our More Success Team. You know, those iPad 2s are just really awesome. But tonight it's my privilege to introduce tonight's special guest speaker. In fact, we've had several requests to have him back on our call. It hadn't been that long ago that we had him on. And in fact, I want to encourage everyone that's on the call tonight, when we do have a special guest speaker and you really like that speaker and would like to have him back, just make sure and email us or text us or something. Just let us know, and we'll try to have them back on, especially if they said something that felt good to you or really touched a hot spot to you. So this gentleman, he's just a talented, he's a motivational speaker. He specializes in personal development. In fact, his organization has grown to nearly 35,000 associates all across North America. His team has produced about 190,000 memberships now. He's a $250,000 ring earner. Of course, he's a Millionaire Club member and Platinum 2 jacket earner. And it's none other than Mr. Chris Hughes. Mr. Hughes, are you on the call?
I'm here, Mr. Moore. How are you, sir?
Hey, I am doing awesome, but I'll tell you what, Chris, there's no one that I just enjoy listening to you. You always have some great words of wisdom. You have a great way of letting everybody know how you feel from your heart, and you've done an awesome job over the years, and we're just so proud that you're on our team. So what would you like to share with the team tonight, Chris?
Well, I appreciate that, Mr. Moore, and it's great to hear your voice, and thank you so much for the faith and confidence and for having me on your call. And you know, I was thinking about what to share this evening, and if you don't mind, I'd like to just throw it back a few years and talk a little bit about where I was at mentally when I first got started in Legal Shield, then Prepaid Legal. And you know, we're in a really unique time in the history of the world, and people are struggling. You know, I mean, I've only been around this planet for 39 years, and I still consider myself young. And I've got limited knowledge and experience when it comes to world economies and economic history. But I've never seen anything like this. I do remember the gas rationing when I was a kid, and how, you know, if your license plate was even or odd, you know, depending on what was on your license plate was when you could get gas. And I certainly remember going through a couple of recessions, but nothing ever like this. And so, you know, I lead out with that conversation just simply for the fact to raise our awareness. For those, I mean, many of us on the team, bills are paid, life's good. For others, it's the antithesis of that. It's the complete and total opposite. And so I just want to, you know, raise awareness for just a moment that there is a struggle going on out there. And I know some of you are like, well, you know, you don't need to tell me. I'm living the struggle. And I want to be cognizant of that and aware of that, but I want to let you all know where I was 12 years ago. One of my critiques, I guess, of our industry or of our profession is that, you know, there's so many of these stories about how, you know, so many stories in our business where it's like, hey, I got started, you know, and in my first year I made this much money, and it's just this blow-your-mind story, and it seems like so many of the people on stage were born with a silver spoon in their mouth, and that's not the case for, you know, 99 out of 100 of the success stories in Legal Shield. One of the things I love about the More Success team story, you know, starting out with Mr. Kenmore, who, you know, he's experienced that struggle, and you know, all of the leaders on this call have experienced that struggle. And, you know, to think that people just all of a sudden became successful and it wasn't a struggle, that's not the reality. And so to go back, you know, one of my critiques, I guess, of our profession is that people don't tell the story behind the story and what was going on. And what I'd like to do tonight is tell the story behind the story and what was really going on in my life. And I've shared this with some of you, certainly not all of you, but, you know, I was just quickly, my story is I was 27 years old. When I saw Legal Shield for the first time, I was a college dropout. I was living in a nasty cockroach and rat-infested house. It was built in 1927. We had burglaries and drive-by shootings, and it was just a rough and tumble neighborhood. And I was literally praying to God for something. You know, I mean, when you're a college dropout and you're maxed out on all your credit cards and you owe people money and you're just in a bad spot in life, you have a tendency to pray pretty hard, at least I did. And I was praying for abundance and praying for delivery and praying for increase and praying for freedom. And it's so funny how our limiting beliefs can get the best of us, you know. And I would have these beliefs like, even when praying to God, like, God's pretty powerful, you know. If God wants to work something out in your life, he can work it out in your life. And I used to go sometimes to him in trepidation and lack of faith, really. And I'd ask for these things like, you know, a good life and a nice car and a nice house. And I really wanted to get married and I wanted to start a family. And sometimes while praying to God, right, the most powerful entity in the universe, I would think, oh, but I don't have a degree. I don't have a college degree. And then I'd have to remind myself, you know, well, God doesn't have a college degree either, you know. And if he can do what he's done without a college degree, what, you know, what can I do? And so I kind of had to force myself into this place of faith.
And I was praying for things. So I'm waiting tables at Chili's, and I take this job, and I'm giving you kind of the Reader's Digest version. But I have an opportunity to work for a startup company. It was a company called drugstore.com, and I was only with them for a couple weeks before I got started in Legal Shield. And that's why most of you have probably never heard that part of my story. It's really an irrelevant part of the story that I tell tonight because I was looking for opportunity. I knew that Chili's making $200 a week wasn't going to cut it. I knew that I had to do something, and I was in prayer, and a person with faith who's in prayer, they expect the miracle, right? They expect that something good is going to happen. So I expected that something good was going to happen. This girl says to me, hey, you know, you should come and work for my company. We're hiring. And she was the manager of a customer service. She hired me on the spot, and I got this job making $12 an hour. Well, really, about that exact same time, I'd been learning about Legal Shield, and I had some audio tapes about Legal Shield. And every day going to work, I would listen to these audio tapes, my training tapes, and man, it messed me up, you know, because I'm going to this job and I'm miserable at this job. But I need the job because I'm new to Legal Shield and I don't know what I'm doing and I'm not making enough money. And so every day that's what it was like. You know, I drive to work and I listen to these tapes and just get excited about it. But I was scared out of my mind. You know, you hear a lot of these stories like Brian Crothers, you know, he talks about how he made $248,000 in his first year in the business. And he used to make me mad when I heard that story. First time I heard it, I was excited. But second and third time I heard it, I was like, that story makes me mad, you know, because that's not my experience. I didn't come in and make $5,000 my first month. I didn't even make $1,000 my first month. I just made a few hundred dollars that first month. But, you know, it was up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. And that's, I mean, that's just the nature of business. But it was, I was really struggling at that time of my life. And for those of you that know what it's like to miss a meal due to poverty, and those of you that know what it's like to go without, and those of you that know what it's like to hide your car from the bank so that they don't come take it from you, and for those of you that know what it's like to throw your credit cards in the trash unopened, because literally when you open it up and you look at the bills and the money that you owe, knowing that you don't have the power to pay it, and it literally gives you physical pain, it's devastating. And that's where I was. And I say this to set this up, that there are millions of people across the country that are in that similar situation. It's one of the reasons why I've always wanted to share the income opportunity. As good as our service is, it's the best. I mean, our Legal Shield and Identity Theft membership, you look at network marketing or direct sales, I mean, what else is there? There's nothing out there that even comes close to the professionalism, the credibility, and the desirability of our product. There's just nothing else out there that even comes close to it. Anyway, I'm looking at the time here, and I might need to skip some of this because I need to get into the heart of my message. But there are people out there that are really, 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 really struggling, and we have the opportunity. Somebody asked me the other day, I was at a seminar for just a personal development seminar, and they ask, like, what are you all about? Why do you do what you do? And they're playing this nice music, right? And I started crying. I'm in front of this 400 people in the seminar, and I start crying, and I'm having this emotional moment. And then you're supposed to, I didn't know they were going to make us do this, but after you know, the music was playing, we're supposed to be writing down in our journal, like, why do you do what you do? Then we were supposed to get in groups of three or four and share why we do what we do with these other people. And they're all looking at me like, oh, my gosh, this poor guy, he's not emotionally stable. You know, like, and I wasn't the only one who was crying. But they're like, well, you look like you're, you know, really touched by this assignment. Why don't you start? And I started to tell them, and I'm going to do my best to get through this without emotion tonight, but I said to them how 12 years ago I was – so desperate and so much pain, literally physical pain, because my life wasn't working. I didn't have a degree. I didn't have a future. I didn't have a plan. I didn't have any money. I didn't have any friends with money. I did not know what I was going to do. My back was against the wall, and it was bruising me. I was up against the wall, and it was so hard and so brutal, and I couldn't call my dad because he didn't have any money. I couldn't call my brothers because they didn't have any money. I couldn't call anybody, and it was devastating. And I said that I was sitting in a seminar one day, and this guy comes up to me. And by the way, I was sitting in a seminar. One of my mentors, William E. Bailey, was doing a personal development seminar. I went to this seminar. I had already decided before I went to this seminar that I was going to quit Legal Shield. It was too hard. I wasn't making the money that I thought I was going to make. I didn't feel like I had the help that I wanted or that I needed, and I was going to quit. And at the pleading of my upline's upline, she said, just come to the seminar. You need it. You're going to love it. So in my mind, I'm like, well, I've already quit. You're not going to get me back into the business, but I'm going to go to the seminar. So I go to the seminar, and the whole time the speaker is looking at me. I mean, and I don't know if it's my imagination or what, but he's just looking at me for 3 hours. And when he gets done, he jumps off the stage, and he comes right over to me, and he says to me, young man, you remind me a lot of me when I was your age. And he said, look at me. And I looked at him. You know, and just imagine this downtrodden, broken-up kid who's had a tough life, and I didn't even have the confidence to look him in the eyes. And he said, look at me. And he said to me, you have everything that you need to go as far as you want in life, and I mean that. And I want you to notice that I didn't go around and say this to everybody in the room. I'm staying at the U. And I shared this story with these 3 or 4 people. I was telling them how this man reached down and grabbed me in a time when I needed somebody's help. He pulled me up, and he breathed belief in me when I didn't have belief in myself. And so why do I do what I do, especially in the context of Legal Shield? Because, here it comes. Because here's what I know. There's another Chris Hughes out there. There's another Tim Moore out there. There's another, you know, I know Jeff Hughes' story very well. Jeff Hughes is struggling. There's so many people out there. They're on their hands and knees praying to God for opportunity, and all they need is somebody to reach into their heart and soul and pull them up. They just need somebody to offer them the opportunity. They need somebody to tell them, you can do it. And that's really my unofficial mission statement. You know, I mean, I'm doing all the things I've ever dreamed to do. Legal Shield has blessed me with freedom and opportunities to do the things I want to do, and now I'm writing books and traveling the world and doing seminars and, you know, everywhere I go, I'm looking for Chris Hughes. I'm looking for that kid who's sitting in the audience, or that man or that woman whose back is up against the wall so intensely that it's beginning to leave physical bruises in their life. Because I know if I can find that kid, if I can find that man, I find that woman, that all I've got to do is flip the switch. All I've got to do is flip the switch, and everything's going to be all right with them. And what I want you all to know tonight is that everything's going to be all right, you know? Like, we all have struggles, and we have health problems and relationship problems, and we have, you know, we all experience some sort of financial trouble in our lives. I mean, I've lost houses. I've lost cars. I tried to file bankruptcy, but I didn't have the money to do it. I mean, I feel the pain. I felt the pain that people feel. And we have this opportunity of Legal Shield to liberate people, to free people from that pain, to take people from a world of darkness into a world of light. And we're not just talking about money. You can make money anywhere. We're talking about making money with integrity. We're talking about making money with a product that is a non-Me Too product. It's a real product that makes a real difference in people's lives, and we make real money. I mean, I look at, you know, my own family. I look at, you know, Jeff Hughes is such another good example of what can happen with Legal Shield. I'll never forget, and I hope he doesn't mind me telling the story, but I'll never forget walking in, and I'm a little bit emotional today. You guys have to forgive me, but I walking into his house and watching him, a full-grown 40-year-old man with his head in his wife's lap, and he's crying his eyes out like a little child, because he hates his job, and he's so miserable, and he's telling his bride and his best friend, I can't do it another day. I don't know what I'm going to do. And his wife, so supportive and so wonderful, says to him, well, just quit. And he says, I can't quit. I got to take care of my family. She says, you quit. You quit that job. We'll be just fine. you know, and to watch that transformation from that 40-year-old man who's been beat up by life, crying his eyes out in his wife's supportive lap, to being able to become a six-figure earner in Legal Shield and to hit the platinum executive director level and to become a millionaire club member and be a regional vice president, now regional vice president of Virginia, and to be able to have this organization of 50, 60, 70,000 people strong, that's the opportunity that we have. Now, all of us experience ups and downs in our business. That's called life. That's called business. That's called the way it is. But what we all have today that we didn't have the day before we signed up in Legal Shield is we have opportunity. We have unlimited and unprecedented opportunity to change our lives, but even more importantly and more significantly, we have an opportunity, the privilege and the ability and the freedom and the privilege and the blessing to change the lives of other people. I will forever be grateful for Jeff Hughes for sharing the Legal Shield opportunity with me. This business, I would not be me without this business. I would not have the opportunities that I have in my life without this business. I will forever be grateful for Judy Garten, who took me to that seminar even after I decided to quit the business. And by the way, I didn't quit, for those of you that need me to go full circle and finish that story. I didn't quit Legal Shield. And I'll forever be grateful for the Moore family, who when I was in my darkest abyss in my business in Legal Shield, came to my rescue. And if it weren't for them, I wouldn't be in the business. And I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude right now, family, Moore Success family, for what the business has done for me, what the business has done for my family, what the business has done for so many of our incredible associates on the team. You know, we've got these contests that have recently been announced by the team and by the company, and we're in the holiday season, and, you know, I've not had anybody in probably 3 years when I've asked them the question, are you open to making extra income? I've not had anybody in 3 years tell me, no, I'm not open to making extra income. And at this time in the world economy, the United States economy, and this time just prior to Christmas, people need the blessing of Legal Shield. We pay daily. We've got all this bonus money now on the table for new people. They can get started, get all their money back in a day or two or three, be in the black, be able to provide a better Christmas for their family. There are some people out there, and remember I said this, I think I'll close with this. There are people out there that are not in the Legal Shield family who do not have a mechanism or a way to pay for Christmas for their family. And some of us are going to be lucky enough to be able to recruit some of those people and get them into a cash flow positive situation to where they can go out and they can get presents and gifts for their family where otherwise they wouldn't have that opportunity. And family, it doesn't matter if they're broke money-wise or they're just broke time-wise or maybe they're broke spiritually. This business for me has given me time. It's been a financial blessing in my life. It's been a time blessing in my life. It's been a spiritual blessing in my life. It's been a relationship blessing in my life. I could go on and on and on and on and on. We are so fortunate to have what we have in our hands. And what we all really need to do is we just need to step it up and get out there and share the message more. So one takeaway for everybody, Mr. Moore, before I turn the call back over to you, is this. Over the years, I've had more than a handful of people come over to my house or call me in, some of them even in tears, telling me that I need help and my business isn't going the way I want it to go. And the question that I always have for them is, show me your planner. Let me see your calendar. And let me see, let's go through November. Let's go through last month. And I want you to show me the number of times that you are face-to-face with a prospect last month. And invariably, here's what I find. The people who are having success in our business are the people who are face-to-face with prospects on a regular basis. And so if we want to have the best Christmas, the best December, the best holidays that we've ever had, it's simply getting face-to-face with more people. Our membership is too incredible for people not to buy. If you get in front of 2-3 people a week, you're going to make some money. You get in front of 2-3 people a day, you're going to make some money. And that's really all we need to do. Having the opportunity is just half of the equation. Sharing the opportunity and the membership is the other equation. And the more we share the membership and the opportunity, the more money that we can make. And I just wish for everybody to be able to do that, to get out there, to share it more, be bold, be audacious. Don't take for granted the opportunity that you have. Keep in mind the people that are not as fortunate as you are, who don't have an opportunity, who don't have an ATM machine that they can just punch in a few numbers and get a paycheck the next day. They don't have that opportunity. We do. Let's not be stingy. Let's bless the people around us. Let's not be fearful. Let's be audacious. Let's be bold. And let's be heroic and be a hero to the people out there that are looking for this. They may not know they're looking for a legal shield, but they're looking for something, and we've got it. We might as well share it with them. So I wish I had about 4.5 more hours. I hadn't even gotten started. But I don't want to take up the whole call. So, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you, sir, and I hope that I brought value to the Moore Success Team tonight.
Well, you definitely did, Mr. Hughes. And from the bottom of my heart, it was a great day. That God bless us with you and Sky when you brought us to our team and to Legal Shield. And I just want you to know how much we appreciate you, young man. And we'll have you back a bunch of times where you spread that 4.5 hours or 5 or whatever else you have to share with our team, okay?
Thanks so much, Mr. Moore. Appreciate you so much.
All right. Appreciate you, too. I want to quickly go out to the state of Virginia to the new RVP, Mr. Jeff Hughes, a Millionaire Club member. Mr. Hughes, are you on?
I am, sir.
Hey, I know you're excited to hear your brother, but you've got some exciting news about the new Enhanced Players Club with the two new bonus levels that you want to tell everybody about.
It's like every week. They said it was going to be Christmas every week, and they pretty much kept their promise. I mean, it's just like every Monday morning there's something new coming out. And I found this, went to the website this morning, thought, what is this? And I went back to look at it today, and I saw something else was new on the website. There's a training on how to use a flip chart by Darnell Self. But I'm going to talk about the new FastStart qualification bonuses. This is new money on top of all the other money that's available in the Players Club and, you know, FastStart qualifying that you receive through sales and the like. So here's the way it works. You want to recruit a new person, or if you're in your Fast Start qualification period still, this would involve you. As soon as you Fast Start qualify in your time period, you've got 30 days in an unlicensed state, 60 days in a licensed state. If you're in an unlicensed state and you attend your basic training class, they give you 30 days from the day you attend your class. But like in Virginia, Texas, we've got a license in our state. We have 60 days to get Fast Start qualified. And if in that 60 days the new associate, that new person coming in, markets 5 memberships or sells 3 memberships and recruits 1 associate, they get $50. If they double Fast Start qualify, meaning they get 10 sales or 6 recruits and 2 recruits, or 6 sales and 2 recruits, they get another $100. So the idea is that a new person, you know, looking at Legal Shield, they say, well, I want to do it, but I don't have the money. You show them, look, this is how much money you'll get paid in commission, plus on the power of that, $150. You will get, just the bonus alone will pay you back the cost of getting started in your business. People often ask me, Randy, what did it cost? You know, what's it cost to get started in Legal Shield? And my response is, it doesn't cost anything to get started. I got started before I was an associate. I made $650 before I ever filled out my paperwork. So, you know, and now there's even more money on the table. And of course, everything's encouraging. Two things. I mean, if you guys want to know what the two driving forces, the engine that's driving our business forward, and if you don't know this, you need to know it because this is what's going to drive your business as well. Fast Start qualification. Every new associate that gets recruited gets qualified. Unless they go in the witness protection program and you literally can't find them, we get them qualified. Nobody gets left behind. And second thing is, every associate that's serious about building a business with Legal Shield is in Players Club. You do those two things personally, get your team to do them with you, you won't have any problems in the future with executive director qualifications, with cash flow, with persistency. Every business problem that you might experience if you weren't in those two programs go away when you are in those two programs. So, Mr. Moore, I'll turn the call back over to you. And Chris Hughes, you did an awesome job tonight. Thank you very much. I was crying right along with you.
Well, I'm proud of both of you brothers. You both did an awesome job, and I want to let everyone know, please go to your prepaid legal back office, and if you haven't looked at the new video that how to use the Legal Shield flip book, that training that Jeff just told you about by Mr. Darnell self, you need to go back and take a look at that. That's some awesome training right there on your back office with prepaid legal. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you being on tonight. If Mr. Ken Moore was on, he always ends the call with keep God first, your family second, your Legal Shield third, and we'll always see you at the top. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you guys. Good night, and God bless.